Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show. It's this gentleman over here, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Great to be with all of you out there. It's a wonderfully stormy day in Los Angeles still.
It's always stormy with you.
I'm nice and warm now that you're here, Mike.
Thank you. It's always stormy. I don't know what's going on with you, Fred. Beautiful sunshine comes out. It's still storming. And it's storming, Norman. Stormy. What can I tell you? How was your week? What you been up to?
Oh, a lot of stuff. Just, getting some things squared away. My granddaughter, Emma, ran the 200 meters in 14.3 seconds.
14.3?
Yeah.
I didn't even know she was running in school now. She's been doing that for a while?
Yeah, she's a good athlete.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Long legs.
Takes after you, man, that long strapping legs there. You're pretty fast, Fred, still even at this stage of your life, I might say. When you grabbed that coat from that guy, I never saw a guy run so fast. You were just took off like a shot.
But when they brought those donuts out, I chased him down.
No, that was me.
Was that you?
Yeah, we got lots to talk about today. Baseball season is first weekend getting underway, and we got football contracts. You know, you were last week, and thanks to Mike Gary for sitting in, you were talking about how you negotiated your contract when you were with the New York Giants, and there's some great negotiations going on right now in the NFL.
Yeah,
I don't know.
A lot of high drama.
Our producer, Jeremy Dayton, is a big Baltimore Ravens fan. I don't know who's going to be quarterbacking for him. There's maybe Lamar Jackson's mother.
His
will be out there.
Mom might step in there.
Step in there. Take over. So we could get Vince Ferragamo, your old pal from the Rams, and maybe Vince could go out and throw a few.
That doesn't make sense, but okay, we'll give that a shot.
I just figured out I'd throw a name out there, see if we can get going. Hey, we're here every week at this time. We're on Sports Byline on CRN Digital Talk Radio, our flagship 790 AM KABC, and, of course, stations all in between. And don't forget, we're on Sirius XM. We're glad to have you folks with us, too.
Yes.
Call a friend. And we're on Facebook Live. You can get into the chat room, throw questions at us if you want to. That's available for us, too. Everywhere.
Well, you would say this. This is an innuendo. You're telling people that we are expanding rapidly.
We're everywhere.
That's what you say. That's what you say.
Anywhere there's audio, you can hear Fred Dreyer. And he's got a great stomach, too. He'll tell you about that in just a second. He'll tell you why. Yeah. I hear Fred everywhere talking about Balance 7. We'll be back. Stay with us in the Sports Lounge. It's the Fred Dreyer Show.
Hello, everyone. Fred Dreyer here for Balance7.com. Do you suffer from low energy, acid reflux, heartburn, joint discomfort, or a weak immune system? Well, Balance 7 is your answer. Balance 7 dilutes the acid in your body and kickstarts your immune system. That's right. 3 sips a day is all you need. In 3 days, you will feel the difference. Balance 7 is my go-to drink to energize me every day. Stop taking those caffeinated, sugar-filled energy drinks. Balance 7 works. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, cut the acid in your body with Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. Use the code word FRED to get $15 off your order and free shipping, plus a money-back guarantee. Man, you can't beat this. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com and don't forget the code word, Fred.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer talking about my favorite Italian restaurant, Angelo's and Vinci's at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in downtown Fullerton. A fantastic place to eat. Come inside and dine in our Italian town square, complete with a 10-foot Christmas tree. That's right, 10 feet. Enjoy our food made from secret family recipes. Pasta, chicken, seafood, salads, and our delicious pizza. Incredible desserts, including my favorite, the tiramisu, flown directly in from Italy. Feel the spirit at Angelo and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022 or visit angelosandvincis.com. That's angelosandvincis.com.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show with yours truly, Michael Horn, the star of our show here in his sports lounge, the one and only Fred Dreyer, talking football, baseball, hockey, basketball, you name it, we're going to talk about it here on the show. Every once in a while, we'll talk about restaurants. Fred and I go to this favorite restaurant of ours. Its name will be withheld, but during the break, you were talking, you think the owner knows somebody's stealing from him? Is that?
Well, as he walks around with a crazy grin on his face, and it's not because he's happy about the food.
No, he knows something's going on. Good martinis there, though.
Very good. It's worth walking over there.
I think, we'll get them to do a Monday night football party for us at some point when the season starts.
Well, that'll go
maybe
off.
Maybe not.
That'll go
know.
Off good.
Maybe we'll figure that out. We'll do a party. Maybe we'll get Debbie Payne to set up a Monday night football party for us somewhere. We'll start in Los Angeles and take it all around the world. All right, we're back here with you, and we thought we'd start a little bit with contracts because you were talking about this last week. Yeah. You are one of the great negotiators of all time, because back in your day, there weren't really the agents weren't going nuts like they go now. They weren't really nobody really had agents or whatever. You had a lawyer maybe that helped you with your contract in your day, right?
Well, look, I signed, as did everybody else in the National Football League from 1969 when I was a rookie to the time I left in 1981. And everything since then has been trying to get players to get as much of the negotiated money as they can as a guarantee within the contract. Like right here, Mahomes signed a 10-year $477 million rolling guarantee that are which are points in the contract that are gettable. Instead of saying, okay, I'm going to give you $477 million over 10 years, and this is how we'll divide it up, and it's all fully guaranteed. Well, the agents for Mahomes knew that the league isn't going to okay that. The other fellow owners are not going to say, yeah, that's a good idea. You're going to give Mahomes a lot of money, which puts the onus on us to give our quarterback money,
exactly.
Which is where they were.
That's right.
So they give. So Cleveland gives Jackson, who has been out for a year and a half because of various things.
You're talking about Lamar Jackson, injuries and that.
Well,
sort of.
No. What's the guy's name for Cleveland?
The guy that the Cleveland Browns signed. I forgot his name. Deshaun Watson. Forgive me, Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
He was given a $230 million deal, fully guaranteed
for Cleveland when he signed there.
Pissed everybody off
because now they've got to do that.
Rightfully
to their guys.
So,
because
okay?
they set a precedent, and the next quarterback says, "I want that same deal."
That's right. So everybody, including Mahomes, says, "Well, he signed his contract before." So they knew, good agents, not your mother or your uncle who was negotiating for you, your agents are saying, look it, give Mahomes $477 million over 10 years.
Right, space it out.
Mahomes' agent said, okay, but here's what we're going to do. We want it fully guaranteed. Well, we don't do that. You can just forget it. He's going to sit on the pine for the next 5 years of the contract because we're not signing any fully guaranteed contracts. That's the policy of the league, right? So what happens is here comes Josh Allen for the Buffalo Bills.
Right.
And he says, well, I want a fully guaranteed contract. So, well, you're not getting one either. So now, while all of this is going on, they've got this problem with Lamar Jackson in Baltimore.
Yeah.
He wants big-time money, fully guaranteed. Well, if you look back on what Mahomes' agent did, what they said to Kansas City was, look, give us some incentives within the 10-year construct of the contract. Give us these points. You get $500,000 if you complete 35% of your passes in the fourth
quarter. I like it. Incentive clauses. So you do this, you're going to get
all the way down the road.
Right.
So in other words, these are gettable.
Right.
These aren't pie in the sky. Like, you got to throw 50 interceptions in the first half to get that extra $10 million. They don't do in that. They're just telling you, we're going to give you easy little ducks to knock off so you can get your guaranteed money without stipulating in the contract that it's a guarantee. So Lamar Jackson's mother and all these guys missed the whole thing.
They missed that part of the contract. It's not a guarantee. It's an incentive that gets you something.
It's an incentive that gets you
whatever.
It's non-contractualish,
right.
You know, as they say. So Mahomes says, oh, yeah, 10 years, 477. I've got through the first 5-6 years of my contract. That's easy to get. I can get that, touchdowns, and, how many games we win. They're all incentives that are gettable, making it a guaranteed contract.
Yeah, making it guarantee without saying the word guarantee.
That's correct. So Mahomes signs that contract.
Yeah.
Well, now Josh Allen sees that and says, I want some of that too.
Yeah.
So they gave him a 6-year extension.
With incentives.
The terms of the contract have not been released like they never do. But he's happy with it, and he accepted it. So now you've got Lamar Jackson in Baltimore saying, I want fully guaranteed contract. And everybody's kind of telling them, here's how you do that. It's already been done twice.
Yeah, incentive-wise.
So,
but he's missing the point.
So just keep it that way. And, of course, if you've got your mom, God bless her. We don't know.
Moms like to take care of the kids.
If she has hearing problems or is she.
What?
Yeah. If she has hearing problems or anything else. But the point is, her son is dangling out there. He's committing suicide by doing this. And the quote was, there's too many teams out there that are backing off of him and trying to trade for him. And I think it's because of the stupid factor.
Well, yeah, and they also have to give up draft picks if they sign him or something, too. Isn't there something in there where if they sign him on early, they got to give up first-round draft picks, and so they're backing off on that as well, too.
And he is very prone to injury.
Yeah, because he hasn't. Well, last year he hardly played. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
they were in it for the playoffs, and he couldn't play. He was
but
out.
But it comes down. It really does come to down to a head of how sharp and how keen you are, and your, how you have to take your time and put a little bit of air in between each one of these discoveries that you're making. Sit down, if it's the mother doing it or a family member or whoever it might be, take your son off to the side, go, you know, play, hit some golf balls, and explain to him specifically what the difference is between incentive-driven and a all-out guarantee. And I haven't heard anybody in the news
talking about this.
This is the only show, ladies and gentlemen, that that is going to try to break this down, and we have break it down for you. And there's no reason, there's absolutely no reason whatsoever that the Ravens should have any problem signing this kid if he can just
understand it,
being so emotional.
Yeah, emotions rise into it. Now, I have some questions for you. We're going to take a little break here when we come back, because you played the game, you negotiated some things, but it's specifically in this instance here, I got a couple of questions. I just they have to be, you know, we're here every week at this time. It is the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. That's the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. You can email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Dreyer, by the way, is D-R-Y-E-R. freddreyer@crntalk.com. Even ask him a question about Hunter. One of the great shows on TV.
You know, you can see us out there, ladies and gentlemen.
It's on TV all the time.
You can see us on TV out there every night, 5 days a week.
Watch that show. We'll be back.
Watch our show. We're on Get TV.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968, 800-817-2968, 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back. Fred Dreyer Show. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend here with you every week at this time. Taking your comments and questions there, go to Facebook Live, go to crntalk.com, email Fred Dreyer, Fred, F-R-E-D, Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at CRN, Championship Radio Network, crntalk, T-A-L-K.com. Follow
very
him.
Very good.
Is that good? Did I get it out?
Yeah, very good.
Okay, you follow him on Twitter. You can Fred underscore Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. So here's my question. You're talking about Lamar Jackson on the Baltimore Ravens. Is he going to play? Is he not? He's going to get his contract. And so all this stuff goes on. In your day, you had maybe a lawyer helping you out or whatever. You did your own negotiation. Shouldn't Lamar's agent be aware of these contracts and things? It's my question to you.
Well, that's a good question. And a lot of people around the globe who are interested in this situation, curious to see how it comes out, are saying the same thing. And here's the point.
His agent is?
Here's the point.
His mom, yes.
His mother is his agent, his primary source of info.
Yeah.
Okay, and representation.
Is she a lawyer? Do we know if she's
not? I have no idea.
Okay. All right.
Nobody seems to know.
Okay.
But the league, 32 teams, have decided not to talk. The value of this kid's, performance. You know. Everybody's expendable. I don't care who you are. It's just a matter of time before someone says, you know, we're kind of tired of this, aren't we? So we're going to get rid of this guy. We're not going to negotiate with him. I don't want to really trade for him because I got to deal with this. Nobody wants to trade for him. And get stuck not being able to sign him.
Correct, because he wants these guarantees instead of incentives. Plus, they probably have to give up draft picks.
Well, they're going to have to do something.
Yes,
and my point is that there's a place for him somewhere, on one of these teams, and they got to figure out what it is, and someone has to be able to step forward and say, look, we're not going to sign you. Although that's not the present positioning of the Baltimore Ravens. The coach wants him. Everybody, the owner wants him. They all come out and they're making sound bites on social media that they love him and so forth and so on.
Right.
And I'm kind of now saying, why doesn't someone just say, time out, let's go see an arbitrator through the league. And if you can't get something signed or you have to find a way of presenting to Lamar the truth and the fact of what he's faced with. And if he looks close, if you look close enough, he's going to get his money through the incentive.
The incentive.
Through the incentive.
Don't get hung up on the term guarantees.
Yeah.
And
so
here's the thing. Going back to your day, you came, out of San Diego State, and you went and you got signed by the New York Giants and drafted by them. And so you're playing there. You had, a three-year deal? Is that what originally it was for you?
Here's what I did.
What'd you do?
I went into the National Football League, and I don't think anyone's doing it now.
Right.
Because it's just way too much money. And probably if I were to circle back around right now, I'd do the same thing. But I signed a one-year contract with an option.
With an option for another year.
That's right. Yeah. It's their option, not mine.
Not yours. So they have the option to say, Fred, we want you back. We want to take this second year option.
And if you want to play football, you're going to sign this contract. Because
right.
if you don't sign it, you're out.
So okay. you're playing for the year guarantee at the and you do well, right? And at the end of the first year, what they say to you?
You do well and so forth
what
and
do they
so
say?
On. And so they come over and they ask me, hey, you had a great year, and it was really a success and it's just so wonderful. How about signing how about signing a long-term contract? We want you here. And I said,
what'd you say?
I'm going to go year to year.
That's what you want to do?
That's what I want to do.
And so what did they say?
They said, well, you know, we, okay.
We like you, Fred, but okay.
And there's no reason for them to be suspicious at this.
Yeah, it's the first year.
At this time.
You did 1 year, so you sign a second year with another year option? No.
So I signed another contract, and the option rolls over.
To the next year. To the third year.
For them.
Yeah, for them. They can pick it up. So that second year goes by. You're playing great. Fran Tarkenton's quarterback at that time. You guys are
And we had a terrific year. We were 9-5 that year.
There you go.
And I'm thinking to myself, I'm telling my attorney on the phone, he's here in Westwood. I'm in Yankee Stadium on the phone in the hallway.
Yep.
This is the famous phone that everybody in sports has used. This
the babes got in there.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You got Yoo-hoo stuff on there from Yogi.
They got all kinds of stuff in there.
Okay, so you tell your agent, your lawyer.
What? Yeah, so I tell John Thomas, and I said, you know, John, maybe you want to talk to Wellington here and say.
The owner at the time of the Giants, yeah.
Yep. Tell Wellington that maybe we should, what are you looking at in terms of length of contract and total package numbers, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And I said, and maybe we get rid of that option clause on there. So at the end of 3 years,
no option.
I'm actually free.
So there's no option. So that's what you say. So is that what you negotiated?
So while I was negotiating this with John on the phone, and the season was rolling right along, we were 9-5, and so forth and so on. Everything was wonderful, and I said. I'm just going to roll it over another year. They told me that, you know, you're going too fast. You know, I'm going too fast. Yeah. I'm just, you know, succeeding and everything was wonderful. And they just said, you know, maybe what you should do is maybe we can give you more money now if you amortize it over the next 3 years, maybe a 4-year deal. I said, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to get stuck in one spot. And they said, well, you know, you have an option, you know. And I said, well, yeah, that's true. There's an option, but I told them, I said, we can get rid of those.
We can get rid of the options.
We can get rid of the options.
And you told them, and what did they say?
And they said, well, you know, we don't do that. And I said, okay, fine. So let's just go into
another year.
The third year.
With no option.
With no option. Let's see how he says, what are you worried about? Why don't you want? And I said, I'm going to be in this game for probably, on average, is 4 years.
Really? That was the average at the time?
Well, it's 3 years plus, you know. So yeah. I just said, there's no guarantees here for anything, and I'm going to get as much money out of this as I can. Do you blame me for that? No, we don't blame you for that. And I said, okay, so let's just do this. I'm going into another season, the third year, with an option. Mm-hmm. And so I know that there's a penalty by going in there with an option. I've got to play for 10% of the value of the contract 1 year.
Right.
I've got to take the 10% off as a penalty for playing out my option.
Because you're going to play out the option.
So I'm now, I didn't sign.
So they're saving, you didn't sign it.
I didn't sign a contract. I'm on the option now. See, before I signed a contract.
You did not sign this one.
I did not sign
it. And they didn't realize that?
Well, they did, but they were nervous as hell as to sit and confront me. Why are you doing this?
Didn't they bug you every day? Fred, sign the contract.
Yes,
get it back to me.
They did. Of course they did.
Of course.
Yeah. So,
hold on a second. Let me just. I don't have a contract signed on this show. I got me nervous here.
You better ask Jenny if you got my paperwork in the.
Go talk to management here. Okay, so you play out basically you're playing out your option.
So I'm literally now on the option, playing for 10% less of what I negotiated, and so. The season comes to an end at the end of this third year. We were terrible, as good as we were in 1970. We were just that bad in 1971. So the season is over with.
Yep.
I get out of town without having to
come home to Los Angeles.
I get out of town. I come back home, and I didn't have any. I drove. You know, I drove
that VW van.
I drove my van. I put about 50,000 miles. And I was all over the place
with the oil cooler on it.
Beautiful, Erica. That thing. The test of time. It was the test of time.
Take that to the desert with that oil cooler.
I did.
I'm sure you did.
It was unbelievable.
No fires in that VW.
It was fantastic. So I now leave and I go home. Then they called John Thomas and said, hey, wait a minute.
That's your lawyer.
This is January of 1972.
Okay. And they say, wait, Fred didn't sign his contract.
He's not signed a contract.
Well, Fred, we don't have a contract.
Where's the contract? And John says, well, you know, we're going to
play it on his option.
He says, we're going to play out the option because Fred, here's the kicker. Here it is.
This is it. It has Lamar Jackson's mom as to say, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
That's right.
Go ahead.
This proves to be a very viable point in time in my life. Was when I said, I'm not collapsing into the pressure of signing. I'm going to play. I'm going to play it out. And come May 1st of 1972, I'm going to be a free agent. And I will once and for all find what my value is.
With that logic, you could have been a private investigator on the Perry Mason show with Paul Drake, for God's sake.
This is what I'm looking
for. You did a job there. That
this is
great.
What I'm looking for here is
for Lamar.
This is Lamar. Hey, Lamar, come on.
There's got to be more. Can we? I know baseball's going on, then we'll get to baseball in a second. But when we come back, I want to hear how Fred resolved this because I feel there's more to this story.
Yeah, there's a lot more.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. You're in tune with the Fred Dreyer Show. Yours truly, Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, the Sports Lounge. We'll be right back.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Sponsored by Meta. It's important that people, especially young people, connect with others on social media in an environment where they feel safe. Instagram has launched many features to help. Quiet mode gives people more ways to focus and set healthier boundaries. Once enabled, people won't receive any notifications, their status will change, and Instagram will send an auto-reply to messages. Instagram prompts teens to turn on quiet mode, but it is available to everyone in the U.S. Dana Geldwert at Instagram.
Quiet mode gives teens another way to take time for themselves, like at night, while studying, and during school. We also send notifications encouraging teens to take regular breaks. We nudge them towards other types of content if they've been looking at the same topic for a while. And we have parental supervision features that let parents and teens navigate social media together. We'll continue to work closely with parents, experts, and policymakers on new features so teens can foster their relationships in a positive, supportive environment.
For more details, please visit familycenter.meta.com.
Honey, come here, quick!
What is it?
Shh, check it out. All these highly rated wines are under $20. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope, they always have the lowest prices. Oh, remember that amazing rosé your sister brought over last week? See, it's right here.
Whoa, that's a low price. I mean, whoa, that's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Attention small business owners. The IRS has just released a notice that businesses eligible to file for the Employee Retention Credit should not file with companies charging a percentage of their ERC refund. These companies have been shown to overqualify businesses, leaving the business owner open to audits and tax penalties. ERTCfiling.com helps small business owners file their Employee Retention Credit forms accurately and at a cost that is a fraction of their competitors. And most importantly, ERTCfiling.com charges a flat fee, not a percentage of what you get back. So there's never a worry about overqualification. Businesses that were open in 2020 and 2021 and subject to any COVID government mandate, such as a capacity limitation, social distancing, supply chain issues, and increased vendor costs, will qualify. You do not need to have a reduction in revenue to qualify for this program. Stop any work you're doing with your current employee retention credit provider and call 833-GET-ERTC or go to ERTCfiling.com to schedule your free 30-minute consultation today.
Welcome back here in the Sports Lounge, the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. He's Fred Dreyer. But we're talking about Fred's contract. This all started with Lamar Jackson trying to negotiate guarantees in his contract when he should be using the word incentives. His mom's his agent. And Fred's not talking about his story when he got signed by the New York Giants and played 3 years there, played out his option in year three, and now he doesn't have a contract. And the New York Giants are saying, hey, Fred, you know, let's get a contract signed. And what did you tell him? Your lawyer says, hey, he's played out his option, so what happens next?
Well, what happens next is I go home and I wait, have a nice Christmas.
Long Beach, California.
I'm looking forward to the draft.
Yeah.
The pro football draft.
Sure.
Because I'm not on contract. And it looks to me as though, and it certainly looks to the New York Giants, they're going to have to make a decision. What are they going to do with Fred Dreyer?
Are they going to pay you the money on what you're worth, or are they going to let you go?
Or are they going to just say, you know something, we're going to get rid of you. And they chose to get rid of me.
So they traded you?
They traded me.
Could they do that without a contract?
Yeah, I'm still under contract.
Okay, so
they had to trade me before the option went up.
Okay, so they trade you to who? And this is a story that you should know, everybody, because this is one you could win at a water cooler. What team would Fred Dreyer get traded to? Who is it?
So the New England Patriots.
Amazing. Was Belichick there?
No.
I'm sorry.
I'd still be there.
Of course you would be. Okay, so they trade you to the Patriots.
So I get traded to the Patriots, and I'm sitting home on draft day, January, I think it was January 17th, January 18th of 1972.
Right.
And here comes my mom down the hallway, and she says, oh, Frederick, there's...
Wait, well, wait, stop, stop. Your mom called you Frederick?
Of course.
We can't call you that. You look at us and stare us down.
Of course.
All right, Frederick. You know. So go right. So your mom says Frederick.
Frederick, there's a man on the phone. He says he works for the New England Patriots. And I went, oh, no. They went and traded me on draft day. I said, okay, Mom, thanks. So I went in there and answered the phone. And we hear on the other end of the line, we hear head coach Johnny Mazur.
Johnny Mazur
gets a Fred Dreyer. This is head coach Johnny Mazur, and we want to welcome you. We've just traded for you in the draft, and we just can't wait. And
why was he talking like that?
Because that's how he talks.
Okay.
You know, when you don't win football games, you got to speak up.
Okay, good. Yeah. So he says, okay, Fred Dreyer, we traded for you, and
yeah. So I said, yeah, and I said, what are you guys doing back there? He says, just a second, Fred. Can you guys keep it down? They're in the press room.
Oh, boy.
They're in the press room at Schaefer Stadium.
Yeah.
They're in the press room. And sure enough, Upton Bell, the general manager, is there.
Reporters are there?
This place is packed. And they want to know why the New England Patriots are trading for a guy who's on his option.
So everyone asked that question.
I mean,
that's when reporters ask good questions.
So that reporter says, Fred, you know, did you know you're on your option? I said, no kidding. So they said, well, you know, we're here. The press room is full of people. They're just really so excited to have you come on to the team. And you and the New England Patriots are going to form a great union. You're going to lead the league in sacks and all this stuff. And I went, okay. And so they said, before we get going here, are we on the speaker phone or something?
They had a speaker phone set up.
Yeah,
for you,
he says, yes, and there's the place is packed with reporters, and they all want to hear from you. And I said, well, what I highly recommend you should have done is talk to my attorney before you traded for me.
Was there like a big
there was a there was there was the sound of somebody swallowing a microphone on the other end.
Did they take the phone
they
off?
They took the phone off, and Upton Bell said, "Fred, it's Upton Bell, general manager of the New England Patriots. Listen, we sure would like to get together with you." I said, "Upton, why didn't you call John Thomas when you were thinking about doing something this harebrained? This is not going to work out for you." I said, "I'm not going to New England just for the same reason I'm not going back to New York. I'm not going to drive 3,000 plus miles in that van. I'll never make it again. I'm not going to be able to go back to the East Coast to lose football games."
End of the press conference, huh?
And it was "Fred, we're going to call you. Can I call you?" I said, "Call John Thomas. Don't call me."
So they call John Thomas,
and the race is on, as it were.
So they tried to get you for New England, then, right? They tried to negotiate.
Well, they said, "I said, you know, May 1st comes along. This is January." I said, "Upton, you have till May to sign me or to come to some sort of an agreement
right.
that I don't think is possible,
right?
Because you guys are just, you guys are in the dark."
Yeah.
He says, "Well, we want to come out and see you." So Upton flies out here to L.A.
Yeah.
And I said, this is April. You're cutting it kind of close, because May 1st, I can talk to anybody
without
punishment.
You're a free agent.
Yeah. I now get to be able to speak for myself. Otherwise, I would never have been able to do it under this fascist contract that you got, the servitude, which is the key word.
Right.
Servitude under the collective
bargaining
agreement.
So did you come close? Did they almost sign you?
Well, here's what happens.
Yeah.
So I'm there, and Upton, we're killing him. We're just killing him, you know. And so John and I, he says, "Look, just give me an idea what you think it would take. What would it take?"
Upton's asking you that.
Yes,
that's smart.
Well, of course. He's not a fool.
Yeah.
He's just overly aggressive, and he didn't know who I was, you know, because there's no player is going to tell the league, I don't give a damn about your contracts. You know, this is what I want. He says, What do you want?" And I said, "What do I want?" I said, I want to find out what my contract is. I want to find out what
you
my value.
Know what you want to know
I
your
want
worth.
To know my worth.
Yeah,
and
it.
I'm going to give it to you." He says, "Well, what is it?" And I said, "Well, this is hypothetical, but something like $75,000 a year." I was getting like 21, 22 with the Giants or something ridiculous like that.
Yeah.
And I said, "How about $500,000, for 3 years, that type of thing." And he went, "Let's work this out." So
So
Upton came back that night
after staying up all night.
He presented a contract that I accepted.
Wow.
I accepted it.
Yeah.
Verbally.
Yeah.
And it was for a lot of money.
Yeah.
Way, way more. It's like five times per year more than a regular. I would have never got this contract if I'd have played
ten more years.
Yeah,
that's right.
So it came down to it. And then Billy Sullivan, owner of the New England Patriots, calls Upton Bell in the middle of the night and says, "Get your ass back here. We're not giving any player that amount of money."
Wow, and that was it.
And that was it. So
he went to John Madden, your old coach from San Diego State, right? And you talked to different people around the league.
So I talked to now I was coming up on a free agency, and I talked to Madden, and he talked to Al Davis, and then there was like four or five teams in there, Patriots, the Vikings. There was a lot of teams in there that were curious about. Here's a player. How's this guy, probably the only guy that year that was now.
You were kind of the Kurt Flood of the NFL.
Well, exactly. So
Kurt Flood was in the Major League Baseball.
Great outfielder for the Cardinals.
Got the clause in there, so the free agent clause. Anyway, so how did you sign with the Rams? And you talked, I know, to Oakland.
I was told, my attorney says, "Hey, I'll meet you back here at the office. I lived in Long Beach, and then I drove up early in the morning up to Bel Air, not too far from where I live now, actually. I drove up to Bel Air, and as I was opening the door to go into his office,
yep,
Johnny Sanders, general manager for the Rams, was there. He says, "How you doing?" And I said, "Good, John. What's going on?" He says, "Well, we're going to try to see if we can get you to be a Ram."
There you go. And so, did that ever happen?
Yep. I've got safeties to
I'm telling
to get.
You, that's a great story. You know, baseball season's getting underway here, now this weekend, first weekend, and all. And so at some point on this show, you're going to have to tell the story of you were in high school, you played baseball, you were a strapping right-hander there and burnt your arm out. But the first time you got to New York when you signed with the Giants, they played at Yankee Stadium, and that was kind of an awe-striking moment for you to be going through the back doors there where all the football greats and baseball greats went into the stadium.
Oh, it was a museum.
Yeah.
I just couldn't, when someone says, "Hey, the Giants drafted you," and then I was on the airplane coming from L.A. to New York in 69, and I thought to myself, wait a minute, they're playing in Yankee Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to attend Columbus Circle downtown in Midtown. And then Jim Trumbull, a very nice man for the Giants, I said, "Hey, where's Yankee Stadium from here?" He says, "You want to go see it?" And I said, "Yeah." So he called up the station wagon. We got in it, and we shot down Park Avenue, went right into the Triborough, I forgot the name.
You went in there.
Most guys have limos now
and SUVs. You had a station wagon.
We had a station wagon.
You show up in the station wagon.
Yeah, and then we went there, and I just remember it was a misty day, and the sun was kind of low. It was still, this was in December.
Yeah.
This is in December. And I ran from the top of the first base dugout. I sprinted
out into the stadium,
out into right across the first baseline, and I looked up and I saw the hanging white facade.
Yeah,
that's up along the top
historic Yankee Stadium.
It was just unbelievable. It was like a dream.
Yeah,
and so I ran out there, and then I went over and I touched second base, and then I remembered. My favorite player was Mickey Mantle. I said I'll meet Mickey right here one of these days, but right now I've got to see something that I just can't wait. I ran out to center field, and there was the storm drain that Mickey stepped in when he tore his knee up.
You had a look at that, didn't
and
you?
And I looked,
it was still there.
I looked down and I yelled back to Jim Trumbull, "I don't believe it's still here." I couldn't believe it.
Unbelievable.
No, the city of New York just said, "Oh, Mickey blew his leg out."
Yeah, leave it alone.
But, we'll fix it later.
Leave it alone. Oh, boy. Good memories here as we get into baseball season. Poignant story from Fred Dreyer. All right. We're going to get to the old mail sack here in our last segment here, so stand by for that. And join us every week at this time. It is the Fred Dreyer Show. Yours truly, Michael Horn. He's Fred Dreyer. We're in the sports lounge, and we'll be right back. Thank you so much for joining us.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo products by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
All right, final segment here. Fred Dreyer Show with yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Mailbag, send us your emails, freddreyer@crntalk.com. From Jennifer Hardig, she says, I was a huge fan, Fred, of yours when I was a little girl. You and Miss Kramer colored my whole world when you were on Hunter. I'm now older, and I got a very long career in psychology and law enforcement. I've settled in as a psychology professor. It might be hard for you to believe, Fred, but I think about Hunter quite a bit in my classes. I loved how, while Rick Hunter has such a tough cop, he was still a gentleman with a heart of gold. Miss Kramer's character, Sergeant McCall, was also the first time I saw a woman as a lead law enforcement officer. I still watch old episodes on YouTube. Something inside me just wanted to reach out and thank you.
Well, you're very kind, and I get a lot of that now. A lot of people who have come out over the years after seeing our show, and I feel really good about that.
Good show.
Thank you.
Now, Pam sent some photos in for us. We'll post them at the freddreyershow.com, the website. She's got episodes from 1986 on Hunter where NFL player and WFL player John Matusek was a guest star on Death Machine. He did the role of Lincoln, and apparently you went undercover as some kind of – what were you in this?
I was a punker.
A punk rocker.
Punker, hippie. Yeah. I was after John because he killed two people, and we had a huge fight in a bar in Hollywood, and it was really a lot of fun working with John.
He's really?
Completely.
So you guys
crazy.
Were fighting it out in a bar in Hollywood?
He's really great. Really great.
Did you blow the place up, did you?
Well, I hit him. I said, I'm going to hit you with this leg of a lamp here, and then that's going to knock you down there on the ground. He says, yeah, that's the way I want to go out.
Okay. All right, Hunter's on now. What do we say? It's on the Get TV.
It's on Get TV. G-E-T. It's 5 days a week, and look on your
Roku. There, is what
look
he is.
on your
cable dial.
I guess that's what.
Yeah. All right, that's our show. Don't forget, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, email him, Fred Dreyer@crntalk.com. Final thoughts, Fred.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Mike, that you're back now. I love that.
I'm with you.
And I thank the people so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it.
I'll be back next week. I'm going to help Lamar negotiate his contract.
No, take the mom out for lunch.
We'll see you all next week.